looking at the Knicks, is it simplistic to say the Eastern Conference is the Heat and everyone else? And are the Knicks the best of the rest, do you think?
No, I think you're right. I think it is the Heat, especially with LeBron playing at the level he's playing at, because nobody really matches up with them. And then after that, then you got a second tier of teams. I think the Knicks are part of the second tier with the Indianas and the Chicagos and, you know, teams like that. And they're probably a good level down, those teams, because they just don't have the one player, the transcendent star that the Heat have. And the Knicks, frankly, over the last, you know, since mid-December, they've been an ordinary, almost a 500 team. Defensive problems, you know, they played much better when they were 19-6 starting out the year, and they took everybody by surprise. But they've had a lot of problems recently, so they're definitely a notch below the Heat.
What's changed with this team, Mitch? Why is it different now compared to the start of the year?
Well, I think, you know, it's a myriad of things. They missed Raymond Felton, their starting point guard, for several weeks. That didn't help. I think they've overused Jason Kidd, which they readily admit. So that hasn't helped, and he's kind of been in a prolonged slump because he can't play extended minutes like they were, you know, drilling into him earlier. They didn't have Shumpert, who's their best on-ball defender at the start of the year, and he struggled in his return from major knee surgery. People think Rasheed Wallace is a big deal. I'm not buying that. He hadn't played in a couple of years. The incorporation of Stoudemire back into the lineup or back into a key role as a scorer off the bench has been a problem, because when he's on the floor with Carmelo Anthony and Tyson Chandler, that's basically a bad defensive front. Tyson Chandler's the reigning defensive player of the year, but with those other two guys, that kind of negates that. And I think the teams have also learned how to play the Knicks offensively. You shut down their threes. You don't let Steve Novak get open. You contest, basically you stay with their guys on the perimeter, and it turns them into a different type of team. So I've given you a laundry list of things right there, and there's probably some more.
Raptors and Knicks MSG tonight. You can listen to it here on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. You can watch it on Sportsnet Ontario. We're talking Knicks with Mitch Lawrence of the New York Daily News here on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Considering all the problems and everything you just threw out there and how the team just looks a lot flatter than it did, can we expect something before next Thursday's trade deadline? Does this team even have any wiggle room where they can do anything?
I don't think they're going to do anything. I think they're going to look at their season and say, you know what, we're still a team that can, you know, go pretty far in the playoffs. I don't know if they will or not, but I think they're going to look at it. I think they're going to look at it as, you know, we've got off to an 18-5 start and we are that team. I mean, people talk, I heard Magic Johnson talk about they need a guy to score in the low post. Well, hello. The last thing they need is another score. They got Carmelo Anthony to score. You know, it's a tricky lineup when you have Carmelo, because he needs to dominate the ball. And when the ball sticks to his hands, as it has in recent weeks, they're a lot less effective than when they move it around. They have to get back to the way we were playing earlier at both ends of the floor. I think that'll help them. I think they're kind of stuck in some ways because they've got a lot of undesirable, you know, who's going to take Amari Stoudemire off their hands?
Yeah.
You know, so I think they are what they are. Carmelo came out of practice yesterday and basically, you know, said that. You've heard, you know, Shumpert's name being involved in trade talks, but, you know, he's got a long way to go. I mean, offensively, he's a mess. He's not a great shooter. He doesn't know how to run a team. So I don't even know who wants him at this point, coming off a major knee surgery. So I think this is the team you're going to see after the deadline.
Mitch Lawrence of the New York Daily News here on Tim and Sid, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Looking ahead towards the postseason, I mean, the good part of this here, Mitch, obviously, is they can kind of keep it in cruise control. I know they don't want to, but they can, and they can get themselves a 2 or 3 seed in the East. I don't think they'll have any great difficulty doing that. Let's assume that takes place. The one thing I still really like about this team that it's lacked in the past is that level of postseason experience that a guy like Jason Kidd can give you. And I think, you know, Miami Heat aside, any best of seven this Knicks team faces, I think things will be very different than in previous years. And I think that experience will level out Melo, I think, in the postseason. Is that a fair comment?
Perhaps. I mean, we'll see. You know, it usually bodes well for you when you've had guys who have been there and they know what it takes to win, especially if they're leading you, like Tyson Chandler and Jason Kidd, who won titles in Dallas a couple of years ago. But I'll tell you what, you know, if the Knicks are matched up against Chicago, I don't like their chances. I know it's a long way off, but they're 0-3 against the Bulls this season. Chicago's tougher than them, and they rough them up in the car. And, you know, the Knicks are kind of they can be mentally soft at times if they're facing opponents who really get into them defensively and physically. But I kind of agree with your point. I think teams that, you know, have been there in the past, or at least players have an advantage because they know what it's all about, and that could help. But they've also got to produce. I mean, you can't have Jason Kidd with an empty, you know, tank of gas going into the playoffs on his last legs. You can't have that because he needs to contribute. So we're a long way from that stage. So I don't know how it's all going to shake out. But on paper, theoretically, they look like they could go deep in the playoffs. But we'll see.
Just the point you made, though, about just kind of messing with them physically and then mentally, maybe getting in their heads a little bit. It's interesting because if the postseason began today, they would get the Celtics in the first round. And as banged up as Boston is, they still have guys on that court, as we saw with Carmelo Anthony at one point this season, that you can kind of get in his head and rattle him. I mean, there are a lot of Eastern teams that would fall in that category in terms of an opponent for this Knicks team.
Yeah, Boston is a team I don't think anybody wants to face, even though they keep, like Kevin Garnett said, we're dropping like flies. They, you know, losing Barbosa and losing Sullinger, losing their depth. Plus, you know, but when it's time to really play and it's May and June, how far are they going to go without Rondo? I mean, to me, that's got to be a huge concern. They look like they might be a tough out in the first round, but I don't think they're going to go deep at all. I don't care what they've done recently, and they're losing players. So, but the Knicks are a team that I saw it against Chicago. I've seen it against Memphis, seen it against Boston. If you really get into them and you work on their heads and you work on Carmelo, they'll spend a lot of time, the Knicks, complaining about the officiating, the fact they're not getting calls. And that, of course, is not the hallmark of championship contenders, which the Knicks think they are. I don't know if they are, but we all know that you can't be worried about the officiating or how other teams are playing you in the playoffs, because then you won't succeed.
Mitch Lawrence of the New York Daily News here on Tim and Sid, Sportsnet 590. The Fan. Raptors are at Madison Square Garden this evening. Knicks and Raps, you can hear it here on the radio side. Watch it on Sportsnet Ontario. How underrated, Mitch, is Mike Woodson?
Well, Mike Woodson's done a real good job here for the Knicks. I mean, you know, he came out of Atlanta, and, you know, the knock on Woodson was he was kind of a caretaker guy, and his teams never, you know, they got to the second round, they were getting blown out by record numbers. But I think what he's brought, and where he's helped a lot, is that he holds players accountable here on the defensive end, which, you know, Mike D'Antoni never did, because D'Antoni really didn't believe in that. He doesn't believe in defense. And so I think Mike's really, Woodson I'm talking about, has done a nice job. But, you know, he's got a long way to go here because we've seen, as he says, he uses the word slippage. We've seen a lot of slippage here. And the idea, I think we all think and we all know, is to get better as the season goes on. And so they've taken a step back. And this really puts more heat on, you know, Woodson to get these guys playing together again like they did earlier. But he's been a good fit for this team, veteran team. And like I said, he's held guys accountable, which is very important, especially the stars, because his predecessor really didn't want to confront his best players.
What's the feeling in the city right now among the fan base, Mitch? How are they feeling towards this team, and what do they think the process?
They're not happy with the recent weeks. I think a lot of Knicks fans know that this team is not a good defensive team at this point, that they've taken a step back, that there are holes. They also probably look at South Beach and say, how in the world are we going to beat that team 4 games out of 7? I think everybody probably has that feeling, whether they're in Brooklyn or whether they're in Boston or Chicago. So I think the Knicks fans are okay with the start, but, you know, the line on the chart is going down instead of up at this point, so I think there's probably some unhappy Knicks fans as a whole.